It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Fresca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning. On the Tee Florida is on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, on RadioSt.Pete.com, and archiving on Hoovy.tv. And I'm Mike Rickard on this December 17th, a nice, crisp, beautiful day down here in downtown St. Pete, right across from Tropicana Field. 13th and Central, busy day down here. Santa will make an appearance around 2 o'clock for the kids today. If you happen to be out and about, your grandparents or pops, and you want to bring them down and get them on the pirate ship, we're down here at 13th Central. It's our last show of 2022, and it's a Christmas theme. If you could see our set, come on down, actually. Got plenty of... Christmas cheer everywhere, and we'll probably give you a candy cane or maybe a body armor, little Christmas treat. Speaking of Oscar Gamer, the third is a introduction so nicely introduces him. The Gamer is not in the game today. He's actually up in Michigan freezing his tail off, but God bless him. He's up there with his family, and I got the man, the myth, the legend ready to tee up with me anyway, John Rieger, and I pronounced his name right out of the chutes properly. He's PGA of America teaching professional, brings the wisdom to the show each and every Saturday, and we're going to need it today. It is the dead time, I guess you want to call it. I don't think it is. There's so much to talk about. We'll go over the final world ranking, some of the top stories. We're obviously going to talk PNC Championship over in Orlando. Tees off this morning. Two-day event. They've had the Pro-Am. Been a lot of fun to watch that. And we've got a lot of exciting news with On the Tee Florida in 2023, and we'll gradually roll that out over the course of the show. And when we come back in January of 2023, of course, we're broadcasting live on our flagship. That is WTAN 106.1 FM AM 1340 Tampa Clearwater St. Pete, along with WZHR FM 104.3 FM, WDCF AM 1350 Zephyr Hills, and WZHR 102.3 FM and AM 1400. And in 2023, we'll be adding a couple of stations up there in John Rieger's country. And let's bring him into the conversation so the show doesn't slide backwards. What's up, my man?
Hey, Merry Christmas, Mr. Christmas. For our listeners out there, they may not understand that you are actually Mr. Christmas there in St. Petersburg and have official duties. And I even have photographic evidence of that, which we will figure out a way to put on some sort of Christmas card to all our listeners. But it is the final show of the 2022, and looking forward to talking a little bit about the PNC Championship. But I just heard something very disturbing. I hope the... You're talking about giving away candy canes this morning and body armor. Are you talking about clothing, or are you talking about something you wear?
Body
so you don't get
armor,
the
super hydration, super drink from Coca-Cola, and I'll
Fantastic.
Give you an orange
well,
mango.
Good to know. That is good to know. Whew, I tell you, I thought it was going to be a rough crowd at the Christmas celebration.
Yeah,
down there
why do you think I'm standing behind this bar here? I'm actually, you haven't been here yet. I'm looking at... less than a block away, St. Pete's finest headquarters. So I don't have a worry in the world, my friend. I can see them clear.
Fantastic.
It's actually a half a block further than it was when I first started down here in 2017. They moved a half a block away. So we've got St. Pete's finest. We don't have to worry about that. And it's Christmas time. Everybody needs to get along.
Back to blue on the Tee Florida on the John Rieger Golf Report. And since it's our final show of the year, it's also our final Wild Bill weather and golf update. And in St. Petersburg, Florida, in the greater Tampa Bay area, it is absolutely beautiful weather. Feels like 65 degrees, low humidity, 48%. Winds east-northeast, 9 miles per hour. So what a wonderful day to get out there and play a little golf. And I know that on television this afternoon on NBC, we'll be able to watch the PNC Championship. And if you're listening to us in the Orlando area, you can buy a ticket and go to the Ritz-Carlton Grand Lakes and watch it. So we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But, as, of course, the Wild Bill Weather and Golf Report is brought to you by Yank and Crank, which is fine Fishing Fashion. So looking forward to a long relationship with them and getting getting some Yank and Crank hats and clothing on everybody. And I know that you've got one sporting right now on your head.
I've got one. I got one on my head, and I also have two displayed right here on the set, as well as if anybody listening happens to be down in this area, I've got four, really a bottle cooler and a can cooler, koozies, and I will, I'll give them to you if you mention Yank and Crank and On the Tee Florida.
Well, that's great. Well, let's talk about the PNC Championship, because that's something that is the last term of the year for our last broadcast, our last term in it. Of the year to cover, and the world's been a buzz in the golf world, at least, about Tiger Woods and Charlie Woods taking on John Daly and John Daly II, who won the tournament last year. And for our listeners out there, it is televised on NBC, and you can watch it this afternoon. And a little late-minute injury to young Charlie Woods, who turned his ankle yesterday. So he was limping around the golf course, and, you know, so it's ironic that, you know, Tiger had to limp around a little bit, suffering from that. Now Charlie's got a leg injury, too. So they were saying, like father, like son, not in a bad way, but just in a way that's ironic. But they did make Charlie, who now can hit the ball further than Tiger. Tiger has admitted that Charlie has outdriven him. They moved Charlie back a ways. On the tees. Now, Charlie, I think, is going to play the same tees as the senior tour pros, like John Daly and some of the champion tour pros that are playing in the event. So I hope that this is going to be another great battle. And also star of the show was young Will McGee, Annika Thornstrand's son, who is the 11-year-old and youngest ever to play in the PNC Championship.
It was almost surreal watching Charlie as he limped along, wasn't it?
Well, it is, you know, so I think he's still going to be able to play, and he's going to do well. And, you know, the news this week was talking about Tiger. He did a press interview, and they were saying, he was saying about, you know, he knows that he maybe shouldn't even be playing this today because his ankle is really not, his leg and feet aren't just really quite up to it. But he says, you know, it's worth the risk to be able to play golf with Charlie and to be able to do this with his son. So that's his most important priority right now. You probably won't see him in many, many major championships next year. Maybe you'll see him at all four. I don't know if he'll make the cut. But Patrick Harrington, the Irish golfer, said that Tiger is going to win another major.
Now, who said that?
I got a lot of echo back there. Got a lot of noise going on. Is Santa Claus raising ruckus down there at Berg?
No, I couldn't hear you for a second. I wanted to make certain I could hear you. All right.
Hey, well, anyway, I just want to tell you that Patrick Harrington was on record this week saying Tiger will win another major, which that's very, very interesting. You know, Patrick, he's on the top of his game. He had won a bunch of senior tour events this year, almost won the Charles Schwab Cup competition. So from a Champions Tour perspective, he's back on top of his game and has predicted Tiger will win another major.
Well, I could actually, if he gets healed up, I could see him actually winning another major. I mean, he's 46 years young. Look how many times we've had contenders in their late 40s, especially at the Masters. I still think that is the crown jewel for an opportunity for him to win another major.
Well, it could happen. You know, this is I've got a lot of friends out there, you know, in the medical community, and one of them's an orthopedic surgeon, you know, and he obviously says that he just doubts that Tiger will ever be 100%. It's probably one of the worst injuries you could have as a golfer. And, but, you know, you can't discount Tiger. I mean, he came back and won the Masters in 2019. No one expected that. So I think that he's got just as good a shot as anybody. And then, you know, last week at the match that was held at the Pelican Golf Club under the lights, they had the track man going, and they were measuring, you know, club head speed. And Tiger's club head speed was faster than anybody in the foursome. And even Rory, which is pretty phenomenal. So even though he doesn't have quite the physical ability with his lower body, man, he can still get that club head generating a lot of speed. And another thing that came out, either right after the match or during the week, is Tiger told Charlie, do not copy my swing, Charlie. which is amazing. This is your dad. He's arguably one of the greatest golfers of all time, if not the greatest, if not the GOAT. And Tiger says, no, you want to copy Rory McIlroy's swing. And, you know, if you look at both Charlie's swing and McIlroy.
I'm going to interrupt you. We've got while he's on the turn, we got Gary Sermon. He's at the St. Nick event at Mangrove Bay. What's going on, Gary?
Hey, what do you say, Mike? How's it going? It's beautiful out here at the St. Nick Open, Mangrove Bay. Having a great time.
36 holes, apparently, you guys play today, right?
Actually, you know what? We're playing, it's 27. We're playing 18 two-man scramble. My buddy and I, Mark Hyatt, we're both at 3 under par right now after, let's say it's 27 holes. So we've got, how many holes we played now? I think we played about 13. So we have 14 to go.
Gorgeous day. We're going to try to carry. Also, we'll catch up with Ken Betts, and he's got his 87-year-old father playing with him.
Is he really? Usually, it's his daughter playing with him. And talk about a ringer team. She played in college down there at FAU, I believe, and she's a good player. And I assume his dad's pretty good too. I'm sure, you know. But Mike, this is beautiful out here. My gosh, you know, it's just absolutely gorgeous.
You are known throughout town. I went to a big Christmas party last night, and there's this guy. His name's Ron. I can't think of his last name. He was a retired school teacher from Boca Ciega. He played in your event the other day at Twin Brooks, and he's just a character.
Yeah, okay.
And he said he'd heard of On the Tee Florida because you had talked about the program.
Yes. In fact, I talked about it at Twin Brooks and at the Hurricane Eddie's afterwards. But we raised, you know, our little Garth, that little Boston Terrier we had, ended up having a brain tumor, diagnosed with a brain tumor, and passed away about a month ago. And so I had a Garth Memorial Golf Tournament for Garth at Twin Brooks, a little nine-hole course, your course, in fact, par three, and we raised over $1,000 for cash donated to the Pet Pal, where we adopted Garth from, and we have over $3,000 in pet supplies donated. So that was great. So it was a great cause and a lot of fun.
Well, I think he said that you guys might have drank $1,000 worth of alcohol.
Yeah, well, yeah, that goes without saying. We might beat that today, though, Mike. We might beat that, but it's gorgeous out here, though.
Well, the Saint Nick event apparently is a must want to play in event because this cat said he couldn't get in. He said you guys were full.
Yeah, I tell you what, you have to get here. What at 4 a.m. I play with Mark Hyatt, my partner. We had to get here at 4 a.m. to get 3:10 a.m. the day of registration to get in line, just to get in line for this two-man scramble, and they didn't open the office until 6:00 a.m. And so it was sold out within 2 hours.
Oh my God! It sounds like Torrey Pines when they opened it up to, you know, at 4 a.m. You got guys sleeping in the freaking parking lot.
You got it. I think there's a course over in England. I'd be the same way. Don't they do that? I think John might know that. But you have to get in line, get there early. I guess you get a number or a ball or something, and you get a call, and then you're on the tee. You know, but
well, you know, it used to be Gary, public golf courses quite common to have this ball rack. And you put your ball in the rack.
Right.
The first one there throws their ball in the rack, and they're the ones. And I believe they still do that up at Bethpage Black, believe it or not, in New York, where they've gotten online a few times now.
I think you're right, John. I think you're exactly right. My sister's a golfer up there at Cold Spring, and we drove down just a little bit south of Bethpage Black and got to see the course. But I think you're exactly right. If they're still there, you put a ball in there, and then whenever your ball comes up, you're on the tee. That's pretty cool.
Usually it's one of the guys in the foursome that just has to stay up all night and go to the bar and put the ball in the rack and sleep in the car and while the threesome sleeps in. I think
that sounds like us last night without the ball in the rack. I've got to go ahead. I've got to tee off right now. I got a group coming up behind me right now. Let me hit this and I'll get right back on.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Hit it straight.
Thanks, Mike.
I'll be right back, Mike.
See, John, that's why we like this live radio, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, we could, down the road, we could mic somebody up and listen to this banter all day long on the golf course.
He's going to shank one and blame it on me.
What if we get to hear the sound effect from it?
Have you ever played Mangrove Bay?
You know, I have a long time ago. So, but I understand it's a wonderful public golf course. I believe the first tee of St. Petersburg is headquartered there, and I know that years ago Jeff Hollis was the director of golf there for a while. Now Kenny Betts is, and two longtime golf professionals who've been very impactful in Tampa Bay golf and promoting the game of golf.
Well, Kenny Betts moved the first tee of St. Petersburg over to Twin Brooks. Their little par three course, and it's got a beautiful facility. I've been out there a couple of times, and we did a show out live from there, a fundraiser. Then we did a fundraiser at St. Pete Country Club for Kenny Betts and the gang. So that's where they moved that, and they have their own facility. It's really cool.
Oh, that's fantastic. I think Twin Brooks is a city of St. Petersburg golf course also, isn't it?
Absolutely, yep. And Ken Betts has been there for quite some time. In fact, my family side of my mom's side of the family are Betts, exact same spelling. So we believe that, and from the same area, we do believe that we're kissing cousins in some capacity.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get Kenny Betts on, because you know Ken, right?
Everybody knows Ken. He's one of the most legendary golf professionals in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and he's a Northeast High Viking grad, so is Gary Sermons, but he's also a Buffalo Bills fan, and I don't know where that came from since he grew up in this area. Let's take a break. We'll be back on the Tee Florida with John Rager and myself, and we'll get a hold of Ken Betts out at the St. Nick event that they're having at Mangrove Bay. We'll be back here on the Tee Florida live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Hurricane Ian wreaked havoc across the state of Florida, leaving many Floridians asking where to go for information on their insurance claims. Times are stressful and the uncertainty is as well. Ask an adjuster is here to guide you through the process and make certain you maximize your insurance claim. Fred Martinez and Roger Warren are private adjusters that work for you. They are not the insurance company. Their motto is inspect, advise, collect. The inspection and claim review are free. That's how confident Ask an Adjuster is. Fred and Roger have worked together for years and recovered $50 million for the clients on top of what the insurance company wanted to pay. Handling your own claim without a Florida public adjuster is like going to court without an attorney. You can do it, but a sizable disadvantage without the knowledge of the rules and procedures. Give Fred and Roger a call today at 321-961-3380 for your free inspection and claim review. That's 321-961-3380. Go to askanadjuster.com for more information and ease the stress of this challenging time.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the Pro-Cure Bait Super Scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back on the tee, Florida. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation. And, of course, John Rager, our PGA of America teaching professional up there in Crescent Beach, Florida. And right now, let's go to Ken Betts, John Rager, as he is out there at his own event. How you doing, Ken?
Hey, Mike, is this you?
This is me and John Rager. He says he's got a lot to talk to you about, so I'll throw it over to Rager.
You snuck Johnny Rager on me, huh?
Oh, yeah, he's here.
How you doing, Kenny? It's great to hear from you. How's your event going today?
We're doing great, man. We got 188 golfers out here. We're playing 27 holes, Mangrove Bay and Cypress Links. We do it every year. It's our 35th anniversary.
188 golfers. Do you play foursomes?
Yeah, we play fours. You know, we shotgun on all 27 holes. We double up on the big course, and then we have single foursomes on the 9-hole par 3. So we tee off at 8. We'll probably be done playing about 3 o'clock. We raise money. We sponsor a child with the Children's Dream Fund. We got a little boy that we're going to sponsor and pay for a Disney trip for him. So that's a good thing. And we got crazy people dressed up in crazy Christmas costumes and just having a good time with everybody.
So as the host golf professional, do you have to wear the ugly sweater today?
Well, I'm matching my daughter, and she picked the outfit out. And we're supporting Red Sox, Knickers, as I know you would love, and some fancy Christmas shirt. So we look pretty good.
We know for years, I remember playing golf in a tournament, people would hear somebody whisper over and go, "We don't know who that guy is, but he's the other guy wearing knickers."
Exactly.
And then years down the road, I didn't realize that knickers are actually a term for women's underwear. So in England, they call women's underwear knickers. You're supposed to call them plus fours. So I only went about 10 years, wearing them for about 10 years before I realized that I'm calling what I wear women's underwear.
That's all right.
Now, this day and age, it wouldn't be a bad thing, I guess. I guess you could get away with it.
We can get away with that, yeah. How are you doing?
How long have you been with the city of St. Petersburg and running these golf courses? How long you been with them?
I've been doing my deal for 37 years. Jeff Hollis and I worked together, and then last year he retired as the director of golf, and then I took over there.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic. You know, that's a rare thing in this day and age in the golf business to be working for the same employer, the same place for 37 years. I mean, that's unbelievable. I think I've had 37 jobs in my career, and you've been at one place for 37 years. That's fantastic. How did you get started there?
It's a unique place. A lot of great people that play golf out here and throughout the city, all three courses. I went to St. Leo College, graduated there in 85, and I used to, as a kid, work in the cart room here at Mangrove Bay and mess around. And the golf director at the time when I graduated said, "Hey, I got a job for you." And I said, "Nah, I think I want to be on the other side. I want to sell stuff." So I went and sold stuff for about 6 months and said, "This is not me." So I called him back and he goes, "Yep, I still got it." And then and then Jeff came in probably 6 months after I started, and we were together for 36 years.
Hey, speaking of years, let's talk about is your father playing with you? Did I get that right?
Yeah.
How old is my daughter?
He's 86.
My God. Tell him bravo that all of our listeners are very, very impressed to be out there playing with his son, and he's got his granddaughter there. What a great family affair as well on a holiday week there, Kenny.
Yeah. And
so, Kenny, have you all these years run the tournament? Have you ever won your own tournament?
I think we may have lost him, John.
Yeah, I think he had to go tee off.
Oh, he's
there. I'm there.
Have you ever won your own tournament?
No, I don't even try to. We just try to have fun and let the others do it. But probably couldn't have a chance. We got some really good players out here.
You got that ringer, Gary Sermons. He was just on, and then he had to get off to stripe a drive. He said his best drive of the day, so we gave him a little on the tee Florida pharma, but he doesn't need it.
Hey,
you guys generated a lot of cash last weekend. That's Ben Brooks.
I got the shirt. Gary gave me the shirt today. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right, my friend. Well, you you enjoy your day with your father and your family and all the 188 golfers out there. You're going to be shot tomorrow. And then you still think your Buffalo Bills are going to be in the Super Bowl?
I'm not sure of that, but they win by 30 tonight. Just mark that down. They win by 30.
Okay, I'm calling my bookie. It's on you. We'll split the winnings and the loss.
Load up.
All right, Kenny. Have a great time there, man.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
86 years young, John Rager.
Well, you know, that's amazing, and that's truly why golf is a game of a lifetime. You can play this game at any age, at any ability, from any set of tees, and just have fun doing it. I truly believe, and this has actually been a scientific study that was conducted in Sweden, and they found that golfers, if you just play a little bit of golf, you don't have to be a golf nut, but golf actually extends people's lives by 5 years. People who play golf generally live longer than the people who don't play golf. And so golf gives you something every day to wake up and something to do, something to look forward to. Golf is a game that can really save your life in a lot of different ways, because it's such a consuming game, a rewarding game, an infuriating game, a fun game, everything wrapped into one. It's the greatest game ever invented. So hearing about an 86-year-old getting out to play golf, it's just great news.
Well, speaking of golf and extending your longevity and your life, did you hear the conversation Steve Sands had with John Daly? And, you know, most people say at the end of their life, if they hadn't taken care of themselves, if I'd known I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. And John Daly said, well, if I'd have known I was going to live this long, I would have partied a little harder. The typical John Daly response.
You know, John Daly, you just don't want to get out of your comfort zone. You know, this is what he's done all of his life. Why should he do anything different? And but he's also, as he has aged, people have gone to really love this guy. He's just one of us. He's a guy that likes to go have a good time, have a beverage, get out on the golf course, mix it up.
Yeah, John Daly, he's just ecstatic every time he gets to play with his son in this event. I know that for a fact.
Well, yeah, you know, and this is John's type of year. He actually looks like Santa Claus now. You know, it's kind of a nice look for him, believe it or not. I'm not sure this is the look he's going to maintain, but it looks like he's sticking with it.
Yeah, and when I saw him last year up at Clearwater Country Club, somebody had alluded to the season that just wound down. Was he going to shave the beard off? He said, no, I think I'm going to keep this baby. Hey, a factoid yesterday from the PNC Championship, the Pro-Am. It was kind of cool. Will McGee, 11 years young, was playing. An 87-year-old Gary Player. That's the biggest delta, 66 years. I guarantee you, any sport, participants at the same time.
Well, that's what makes this event special. It's a multi-generational event. You have some young kids. You have the old parents. I looked at the picture yesterday of at the Pro-Am party. They had everybody take one big group picture, just like you would for like a World Golf Hall of Fame induction. They had, you know, they had everybody there. Each father and son, or mother and daughter, or however whatever the breakdown was. And you look and you see some of the kids look like they're 50 years old. I mean, so it's, but yet you had a couple young ones in there also. So Will McGee, takes a lot of guts to go out there 11 years old, even though his mom is arguably the greatest women's golfer of all time, and she can still really play well. She won the U.S. Women's Senior Open 2 years ago and almost won it this past year. I think that it's just fun for him to get out at age 11. And there's a lot of press. There's a lot of TV cameras, a lot of hoopla going on. But this is an event that's a scramble. So it's a two-person scramble is not as easy as you think it is. A four-person scramble is a lot easier than a two-person scramble, and it's a little bit more highly skilled. And, yeah, I just checked the early leaderboard. It looks like Vijay Singh the team thing is up there birding every hole right off the bat. So not sure what the score is going to be this year, but you're probably going to have to get it close to 30 under par to win it.
Vijay Singh, did he? I think his son played collegiately. Most of these youngsters, if they played golf, had at least a collegiate run.
Yeah, a lot of them have. You know, it's interesting, like Gary Player is playing with one of his grandsons. Gary used to play with his son Wayne. Now he's playing with his grandson. Jack Nicklaus used to play in this event with his son. And, Jack, probably just couldn't make it 36 holes playing this time now. But both of these kids are pretty good golfers. And some of them actually aren't. Some of them are just regular golfers.
I think Jack Nicklaus, did he recently have a little setback from a health perspective?
I'm not quite sure. I know that Jack has just won a major lawsuit to be able to use his own name. He had a partner named Howard Milstein, and Jack was in the design of the golf course and development of golf course communities with Howard, and they came to a big business disagreement, and Howard wouldn't let Jack use his own name on his own golf course designs, and had to cease and desist. Well, federal appeals court just threw that out, and so Jack now at age 83 is out there. He's going to design golf courses again under his own name.
What was the issue there?
Well, the issue was, I think they had a big business disagreement, and his business partner actually refinanced the business and took control of it. A few years back, and it's not uncommon for some of these touring professionals. Gary Player went through the same thing. They'll go ahead and sell their businesses to somebody with the understanding they can still operate their name and their brand and do what they want to do. But that wasn't the case with Jack, and it became a big issue. So Jack fought him in court and won. So Jack's back on the market, probably getting $1 million to design another golf course at age 83.
Yeah, amazing, and I love to see it. Hey, you know who else can still swipe it pretty decently is Lee Trevino.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I was watching the PGA Tour put out something pretty fun this week on their social media, and it was a comparison of swings, meaning that they would show, for example, Lee Trevino yesterday and Lee Trevino from 1972 when he was at the top of his game, just to kind of compare the swings and things. And Lee Trevino had a very unique swing, but it's the swing that I know when I was a kid. I copied a lot of it because it was a really good way to eliminate the left side of the golf course, meaning that if you're a right-handed golfer, you're just going to hit the ball left or right. You're just not going to hit these come over the top and release too early, double cross, full hooks, and out of bounds. And so, Lee Trevino's swing is actually emulated by a lot of folks out there and by one of the great swings of all time.
Hey, before we go to break, let's talk about last weekend up at the match. What'd you think of the event overall?
Well, it's something fun to do on a Saturday night. I like the fact that they had some commentating going on where the players were mic'd up, and you had Charles Barkley sitting in the tower, talking about it. And there's a lot of good banter. From a technical standpoint, they had a lot of challenges. They had a lot of problems with the lighting. I thought they'd do a better job in the lighting, but a lot of times when you play golf, you might have to play where you hit a shot because your shadow's in the way. But it's like almost every shot, because the way the lighting was set up, it's very disconcerting to hit a golf ball out of the shadow. So from a technical standpoint, you heard a lot of the players complain about it. But from a fan standpoint and TV standpoint, it was enjoyable to watch. It was fun. I think they still need to refine this a little bit. You could probably should play this in the daytime. I know they play it at nighttime because it's prime time, but maybe just go to the West Coast and do it then, and so you can still get play under the daylight.
I thought it was an excellent event, but I will say, from an entertainment perspective, Lefty and Charles, that combination, certainly brought a little more humor inserted into the production. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Oh, without a doubt. This is the first year, first match that Lefty wasn't part of. And so it tells, and he can be very animated and funny. And during the pandemic, when I think it was he and Charles, they played Tom Brady, and I forgot who the other person was that they played against, but you know, it was something entertaining to see and watch and get us through a tough time when people were locked
in. Was that Aaron Rodgers?
Was it Aaron Rodgers? Yeah. So it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be banter. It's supposed to be fun like that. But again, you know, it's just it's hard to televise golf. It's hard to broadcast golf. Hey, just look at us, Yahoo's trying to talk to somebody on the golf course 3 miles down the road. So it can certainly be a challenge. And if you're going to do this at night with TV cameras involved, but hats off to TBS and TNT and Warner Brothers who went ahead and, you know, put some money in there. But the most important part of the match was the fact that they raised money, millions and millions of dollars, for the Hurricane Relief Fund in Florida, which is desperately needed by the people who've been ravaged by the summer hurricane. So, and Tiger summed it up the best at the end. He goes, hey, you know, we're all Floridians here, and it was our chance to give back and pitch in.
You're listening on the T Florida here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studios. And these conversations are brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka. Come on down and get yourself a Champa Bay, just a great little smooth drink, a Bloody Mary. It's not noon yet. And then switch over to a little screwdriver as you watch. Right now we got the World Cup on, and we'll have the PNC Championship a little bit later. You've got pro football this weekend, some college action with some of the bowl games. We'll talk about all of that on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection next with Ray Kennedy and Ben Botham. They're in the bullpen right now warming up. And I tell you what, on Tuesday, you would have had a blast with me. I went to Ruth Eckert and saw Kenny Loggins, John, and they opened up with a huge screen, the Caddyshack movie cover, and then Kenny went right into I'm All Right. And you could tell there was a lot of golfers and hacks in the audience because it was an absolute blast.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. Now, probably one of the greatest golf movies of all time. You know, when it first came out, I thought, oh, my goodness.
A cinematic classic.
It is absolutely correct. You know, but I didn't realize, you know, years later, I did some consulting work for a group that had a booth at the PGA show. And you always want to have ways to bring people in, to bring them to your booth. So I said, hey, get a big screen and let's show the movie Caddyshack. You know, golfers love that. It'll attract some attention to your booth. Well, I didn't realize there's two versions of the movie. There's the unedited and the edited version for television. So they got the unedited version inadvertently, and they put it up there. And there's some racy scenes up there. And it did attract quite a crowd, but the PGA show officials were not too happy with it. They had to immediately try to go down to the down to the corner store that actually sold videos at that time to find the television version.
Well, apparently, you know, there was drugs, sex, and rock and roll, and that was over in the Orlando area where they shot a lot of that. In fact, they had to shut down the Orlando airport when they did the final scene with the Gophers and the Dynamite. They thought that there was a potential issue at the airport, and they shut it down. They hadn't warned the public officials they would be lighting off dynamite right there in Orlando close to the airport.
Hey, you know, while we're talking about our final show, do we have a few minutes to talk about what we have planned ahead?
Yeah, we got about 3 minutes.
Well, good. You know, so if you listen to the John Rager Golf Report, basically you can read about it. I try to post it 3 or 4 times a week, interesting links to articles about the latest news and updates about the world of golf. You can see these links at johnragergolf.com. Also on all of our social media that we share together on the T Florida and John Rager Golf Report. All you have to do is keywords on the T Florida or John Rager Golf, and you can find these daily golf reports that I put out there. But one of the things I put out this week is we're going to welcome our 8th broadcast station in 2023 at the beginning of the year at Lake City. Greatest Hits 106.5. WCJX. So now we'll be on 8 radio stations. We're going to be not only now in the greater Tampa Bay area, but we're going to be in the north central Florida area. And so I just wanted to give a shout out to our newest affiliate in Lake City. Looking forward to doing a lot of things up there. And just also want to let everybody know you can archive our show. You can listen to our show on RadioSyncPete.com and Spotify and Apple and Hootie TV. You can hear archives of our show if you miss one. especially if you're out there playing golf. I know Wild Bill's always out there playing golf. I just got a report from him today that he's 3-3-3. He finished third on the front nine, third on the back nine, and third overall. So hopefully, I think he won $9 or something like that for that effort. But congratulations there to Wild Bill. But that's the kind of golf news and updates that you can only get here on the Tee Florida John Rager Golf Report.
And the only reports you can get is your guest says I got his tee off and then he stripes one down the middle. Of course, he's a former FAU college golfer and plays on a daily basis. Our own Gary Sermons. Hey, I'll do a plug and then we'll take our last break and then we'll talk about what we think were the best stories of 2022 in the great game of golf. The Sports Club of Tampa Bay presents the Leonard and George Levy Memorial Golf Tournament. And that is Carrollwood Country Club. It's January 30th. We will be out there live. It's $600 a foursome, $150 a player. Very, very reasonable. And it's an opportunity for them to give back. And I just absolutely love those guys over there. Mark Donahue is the president. And you knew Leonard and George Levy, I'm sure, John Rager.
Oh yeah, they're icons in the world of sports in the Tampa Bay area, and they actually had a trophy shop, Levy's Trophies. I mean, if you no matter what event you had, if you had to give a trophy away, you went to there. And as the world evolved, they actually branched into a lot of unique and commemorative awards and things like that. But they were always a stalwart and supporters of sports in Tampa Bay, an integral part of even the Buccaneers and. Coming to Tampa Bay back in the 70s.
All right, my man, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll rewind 2022. This will be our last show of the year. And we'll be right back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network with On the Tee Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios on a spectacular Saturday in downtown St. Pete.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, Rays Bucks and Lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to Les. I'd say we're on hole number 17 on the tee, Florida. I'm Mike Rickard along with my good friend, John Rager. Now that I know how to pronounce his name, you let me butcher it for what? 4 months, 5 months?
Well, my mom always said, as long as they spell your name right, it doesn't really matter. You know, I remember playing in a golf tournament when I was in high school, and I totally blew it for my team. You know, we were supposed to be a state championship contender, and I went out there and played like a dog. And the local sports writer, when they actually produced columns and newspapers on local sports, just blistered me. Said, you know, somehow, you know, my emotions got to me, and I was terrible and cost the team the whole deal. So I came to my mom, and I'm going, this is unbelievable. I can't believe they're doing this to him. I'm a senior in high school, right? And they're just ripping me up and down. And she goes, oh, that's okay. Two things. I said, what is it? Well, one is you got a lot of good publicity. And number two is they spelled your name right. So there's nothing wrong there. And it actually was a blessing, because I actually caught the attention of a local community college golf coach that took a chance on me, and it made a difference, and my college got paid for, and I went on a full scholarship all 4 years and was able to turn pro. But so they did spell my name right. That's important.
Well, yeah, my question, though, I mean, but this is back in the day. Who in the hell attacks a high school kid because of a bad performance? Journalism like that, I don't get it. I don't.
Oh, well, no, you got to sell papers. You got to get out there. And it used to be, I mean, again, you know, we've all seen the demise of the print media when it comes to newspapers, how thin they are. A lot of them have gone digital now. You know, and it's just a sign of the times. You know, you can listen to shows like us now, and you can read golf reports that we put out. You can do it all on your phone. So I get that. But back in the day, it was actually a lot of fun. You know, you got praise where praise was earned, and you got criticism where criticism was earned, and it was well-earned, but it gave me my big chance in the game of golf. But anyway, just to let you know, I didn't know how to pronounce my own name, so I think I was 12 years old anyway. So don't feel bad about that.
Well, let's take a look back at the world of golf in 2022. And unfortunately, you know where I was going to go. The biggest story was LIV. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about it. Do you agree?
Well, I agree. And for our listeners out there, the next John Rager Golf Report I'm posting out there is actually a recap of the 2022 newsmakers, and Golf Digest put this out. You can go to golfdigest.com and read this. But they listed like the top newsmakers, and I'm scrolling through the list, getting ready to do my golf report. And I look out of the top 10 newsmaker stories, 9 of them all have to do with LIV golf in some way, shape, or form. You know, obviously LIV golf was the number one news story. But another news story was Rory, and it was Phil, and it was Cameron Smith, and it was Jay Monahan, and it was the impact of the President's Cup. So obviously the number one newsmaker story of last year was LIV golf. It's probably been the most disruptive year in golf you can have, you know, with the 54-hole format, with the political entanglement with the Saudis, and the fall of Phil Mickelson. And, you know, what he did at that podcast that kind of started the whole thing going south, the exorbitant amount of money that was that is being paid to the players, attracting some top players and not attracting others. The big expansion in 2023 now, they're going to have, I think, 14 or 15 events. The involvement of Donald Trump with his courses with it, some of the controversy as far as playing team events and not having a television contract. It just goes on and on and on. But you can obviously say that if you were going to say there was an existential crisis in the game of golf as far as professional golf tours in the world, LIV Golf was the biggest disrupting force this past year, and it's going to remain to be seen how long you're going to be. You know, the Saudis have a lot of money, but they're going to lose a lot of money. They're going to lose billions in this deal. But again,
and they don't care.
Well, they don't care. If the price of oil goes up a buck a barrel, that they get it back.
They don't care more. Hey, you know, definitely LIV is number one. But through that carnage, I would have to say, and it almost could catapult LIV, but it had the same kind of repercussions on the PGA, and that was the departure of Hall of Famer Phil Mickelson. And, you know, basically, he's in the Hall of Shame now as far as a lot of people's opinions, and that's sad. It's very sad for all he did for the game of golf. and all the energy. You know, we were just talking about it early at the match. It just wasn't the same without Lefty. Maybe he does like, you know, he likes to gamble. So Charles Barkley. So that's why people wanted to watch the match. It was intriguing. People like to watch anything that involves golf. I mean, gambling. And here he was. He's no longer in the forefront of the PGA, and it's sad.
Well, yeah, and he was the number two newsmaker according to Golf Digest. You know, he's won 45 PGA Tour events, major championships, and he was the personality of the tour. He was the star of the tour, especially when Tiger had some absence. He became the number one most sought-after tour player, most popular. But talk about with 124 words that he had on a podcast, how it just absolutely killed his career. And he, at that point, I think he probably was on the fence to go to LIV Golf, but he went ahead and just went ahead and did it. But, yeah, according to Golf Digest, he was number two. Number three coming in was Rory McIlroy. And, you know, Rory had an unbelievable season. Not only did he win the FedEx Cup title, which obviously is the championship of the PGA Tour at the end of the year, who was the best player on the tour winning the FedEx Cup champ, but he also won the DP World Tour Championship, which is the equivalent of the FedEx Cup for Europe. And that is something that hasn't been done. He did it. And also he won the Harry Vardon Trophy, which is actually the lowest stroke average on the PGA Tour. So he's number one in the world. He holds both titles, both in Europe and America, and he also holds the Harry Vardon Trophy. And he's only 33 years old, and obviously he became kind of a leader and a voice for the PGA Tour and the LIV Golf controversy. And he's become a politician. I hope he doesn't step on his toe like Phil does and say something incredibly stupid one day, because it's not a good idea for golfers to get out there and start talk politics. It just doesn't go well.
I don't think there's any room in sports for it. That's why it certainly infuriates me when I watch these self-professed experts on any topic in the world, and we're supposed to be watching ESPN Entertainment Sports and Programming Network, and they take a platform, an agenda, and it's just absolute BS. Hey, we're down to about 3 minutes here, buddy. Why don't you wind down the year with a little shout out to our audience on the last show of 2022.
All right, so our listeners who've been very loyal to us this year, we have really grown over the last year. You know, just grown from one station now up to eight. Not only are we broadcasting now in North and Central Florida, we have plans to expand southward also. We also have something really wonderful coming up on a streaming network. Well, we'll go ahead and reveal that after the first of the year, which you'll have all kinds of sports on a streaming channel. And Mike, you probably lead off our 2023 show with that when we come back. As our viewers, as our listeners know, and soon to be viewers, is that we're done for the year. We're going to look forward to a wonderful Christmas, holidays with our families, and also ring in the new year. There's a lot of great college football to watch, especially the Gators are going to play the first bowl game of the year today. They're out in Las Vegas, which used to be, I believe, the Beef O'Brady Bowl in St. Petersburg there, but now it's grown and it's out in Las Vegas. The Gators will be playing that. But we want to thank everybody who's listened in and sent us emails and given us sponsorships. In fact, I want to just give a shout-out to all of our sponsors. We have to say thank you to Berg Sports Bar.
Hey.
Shrimpy's Blue.
We got to wrap it up.
Oh, we better wrap it up. Well, anyway, everybody enjoy a nice pick vodka. And wear your Yankin' Crank hat, have a Sea Dog brew, and looking forward to a prosperous 2023. This is our final show. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everybody.
From the T, Florida, God bless you. God bless America. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Remember to keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.